Good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my Monday Money Manifesto for Monday, 29th of July 2013. Well, yesterday I returned from 2 weeks holiday, and I'd like to reflect this morning on the important role of holidays in our financial life plans. Why do we do holidays? Interestingly, Catherine Rushton, writing in the paper the other day, contrasts the American approach to work with the European approach, telling Americans eschew work-life balance whilst Europeans embrace it. As a result, US chief execs earn around 40% more than their European counterparts, but they seem to enjoy, if that's the right word, a near 24/7 work ethic that blends work and life into a single continuum. For Americans, work-life balance is not on the radar. As a life planner, however, I believe holidays are an essential part of the life plan, providing time and space to heal and refresh. More than that, though, they are an essential element of a personal development program to broaden our outlook and horizons, precipitate new ideas, and to run our lives and businesses better. So what constitutes a holiday? What's the theory behind holidays? I think it's as much a case of what we leave behind as to what we do and where we go. A break that rarely helps to heal and reinvigorate must contain a number of elements. First, it must mean getting away from the familiarity of the home and workplace into a new and probably unfamiliar environment. Second, there must be an element of challenge, getting out of the comfort zone, going to new places, doing new things, meeting new people, finding new ideas. It must be a journey that develops. Third, it must have an impact on all three elements of the human being as defined by Abbot Bernard Clairvaux in 1115 as the mind, the body and the spirit. And finally, I think it must last for at least 2 weeks, if not longer, the first week to unwind, the second and third to reap the benefits. So I've just come back briefly before heading off again from 2 weeks away, the first part of which was centred on a wedding in the south of England, a wonderful occasion to see a new part of the country, to reconnect with old friends, to meet new ones, as well as to provide an opportunity for reflection on our own 20-year-old marriage. The rest of the time is spent on Arran on the west coast of Scotland, mostly with our extended family and friends, exploring new parts of the west coast, walking, climbing, running, swimming, reading, living off a diet consisting mainly of fresh fish, and finding secluded and quiet places away from the hurly-burly to enjoy some peace and solitude. The time away helped to precipitate a couple of key insights into my business, and ways of dealing with hurdles to growth. I certainly feel healthier and spiritually refreshed, and our family bonds have certainly been strengthened. So how do we go about holidays? I encourage my clients to place a heavy emphasis on holidays and personal development in their plans. And one of the first things we personally do as a family each year is to pencil out at least 12 weeks downtime in our year calendar, even if at that stage we have not actually decided what we're going to do with that time. Holidays and personal development should be an important element of our spending plans. So often holidays are a bit of an afterthought in spending plans, left to the end as a residual after the necessary costs of day-to-day living. It's important to plan spending time and money on holidays and personal development from the outset. It should be a significant expenditure of time, although not necessarily of money. For instance, our time in Arran didn't cost nearly as much as a pre-Christmas trip to Rome last year, but was as beneficial, if not more so in some ways. And of course, it helps to be organised at work. Let your clients know well in advance that you are going to be away. Have proper systems and processes in your business so it can carry on without you. Try to clear the decks so you don't have to come back with a deluge of work before you go. And blank out some post-holiday time to reflect on and deal with the ideas you may have had. And what if you don't do holidays? Well, I believe your performance will simply deteriorate over time. You won't develop yourself or your business properly, and your health and relationships will suffer. Well, that's it for me. I'll be back next week with a resume of the markets in July, and then we're off again until first week of September. Take care, have a very good week, and hopefully a very good holiday as well. Speak to you later.